Here are some final thoughts as we conclude some of the training. I want to shift from that CBT environment and talk to you more from a coach's perspective and kind of share with you my heart and the experience that we've had over the years of working with incredible pilots like yourself and being able to help them become as successful as you have the opportunity to be through this process. Now, for many of you, this is going to be the biggest, if not one of the biggest days of your career, and you've been waiting a long time to get here or hoping for this moment. And here it is. It's right before you. Now, at the end of the day, as you've learned throughout this entire process of working with our coaches and kind of going through the training that we've provided, that it's all about building relationships. It all comes down to building relationships. You could have the perfect answers. You could be extremely prepared and know everything that they're going to ask you. But if you fail to connect with them, it may cost you your dream. At the end of the day, from an emotional, psychological perspective, as we like to kind of coach and share with you, your number one job, whether it's the SBI or the face-to-face HR, is to allow them to make an emotional investment in who you are as quickly as possible, and so that you can compel them to continue to say yes throughout this entire process. Now, throughout the day, you're going to be observed throughout this whole process, but you're going to be going from one room to the next, specifically with the SBI, and they're going to be wanting to know more about you. They're going to want to know more about you. They're going to create opportunity for you to engage in conversation and build rapport. And typically the way that that's going to work is that the person who is kind of managing that SBI, who is going to be GOC, who's going to be ATC and kind of give you all the information, is the individual that's going to escort you from the main room to the SBI room, which is going to have the mock, simulator where you're going to do this exercise, and they're going to introduce you to the individual that's going to be your first officer. Typically, the way that this is going to work is they're going to say, hey, this is your first officer, such and such. Can you give him a captain's brief? The captain's brief is an incredible opportunity for you to connect and to truly show them what makes you different and why you belong on the team. And the way that you want to do that is how hopefully you already do this. Your number one job is to build rapport, to help them feel comfortable, to understand how you operate and how you include them and value them as a team member, right? And remember to do the things that really kind of matter, where you show your humility, the fact that you are there to not only lead, but also you're willing to be corrected if you make a mistake. For example, hey, let's have a fun time flying, but most of all, let's be safe. Let's do things according to standard operating procedures. And I can tell you that if you see me make an error or do something that makes you uncomfortable, please speak up. And you could count on the fact that I will do that for you as well. At the end of the day, let's have fun. Let's enjoy what we do. And let's be safe. And just kind of speak from that perspective, give them an opportunity to see that you really know how to engage, how to create that crew cohesiveness, but also do your job like a professional. So if you think about it, this is something that you should already be accustomed to doing, being a good captain, connecting with your crew members and making sure that they are valued and they know that they are a important part of the process. Now, I want to take a moment just to talk to you about the psychology of the SBI, just to kind of give you a little bit of background. And very early on, we took a lot of time and spent a lot of time kind of studying why companies like FedEx and Southwest prefer this type of exercise as an evaluation tool for them. From a psychological perspective, and I'm not going to get too technical, what it comes down to is this, is that we live our lives dependent upon the autopilot system or the subconscious mind, part of our mind to do most of the functions that we do not really pay attention to, and that it exhibits truly how we function, who we are, right? So you're not sitting there thinking about how to walk. You're not sitting there thinking about facial expressions as you're speaking to people. You're just naturally kind of exhibiting those things that you've learned and how you naturally act. And so ultimately what happens is that if you're tasked with something that is going to kind of take a lot of thought, then you start really kind of shedding a lot of those things that you would naturally pay attention to the subconscious mind, and then what you exhibit is ultimately who you really are. And so the purpose of this exercise is to put you in a position where you're so focused on the problem that you're no longer thinking about how you're acting, and who you truly are should come out. And so that is the psychology in a very short explanation of what they're trying to figure out. Now, I could tell you through the years of working with you guys and the level of experience that we have, typically what we see in this type of environment, even with some of the most even-keeled individuals, is that their voice is going to start kind of, as the pressure kind of increases, their voice is going to increase as far as the pitch, and they start speaking a little bit different. And then they start almost becoming very, they start telling people, hey, do this, do this, do this, and they start kind of acting a little bit different. They go from that cool, calm, collective person to all of a sudden the time is running low, and they start being very directive and you kind of pushy, and you start seeing parts of their personality that naturally it's easy for them to hide. And so that's what we want to pay attention to. There are individuals with a high level of emotional intelligence who can see themselves outside of the interview environment, and there are others who get sucked into the interview environment and they get focused on the problem and they don't really pay attention to how they're acting, and that could definitely present a problem in this type of situation. And that's really what you want to pay attention to. I could remember not too long ago, it was about 4 years ago, that I got a phone call from an individual that had failed the SBI that contacted us after the fact because they wanted to see how they could improve. And so we kind of talked about that entire situation. And I started asking questions. And this individual was a military single-seat pilot that really didn't have a lot of experience in a multi-seat environment. But I could tell from his personality that he had a very somewhat overbearing personality, and I could see how that worked against them, or against him in this SBI exercise. And it got to the point where he said, you know, I just told the first officer what to do, and then, or what we're going to do. And then he looked at me and literally said, you know what, I don't agree with you. I think this is a safety issue. And when we get back to, when we get back to our station or back to the home base, I'm going to report you to the company. And that was such an odd way for that first officer, who is naturally there to help him, to respond. And that's because of the way that he acted. He literally jumped off the ship and said, you're on your own. So you definitely need to be careful with how you treat others in this environment. In addition to that, you know, you really want to pay attention to how to deal with another crew member who may be running down your clock, either intentionally or unintentionally. You know, what you don't want to do is get in there and be autocratic and treat that other crew member feel like they're not a valued part of the team. At the end of the day, they may be trying to give you pertinent information to help you out, but at some point you need to make a decision, and how you do that really matters. And the question is do you know how to cut somebody off while still making them feel valued and appreciated? And that's something that you really need to think through, right? So if this individual's sitting there running down the clock, how do you cut them off, or how do you stop them and then transition so you could go ahead and let them know a decision has been made, right? So, you know, it could be as easy as, you know, I really appreciate your input. You know, we're running low on time here, and I value what you have to offer. But at this point in time, based off of my experience, this is what I feel like is the safer option for us, and then begin to go from there. You know, throughout the years, we've been able to train and work with many, many individuals, and it's for me, it's a great honor. I love what we do. But one of the awesome things about doing this for as long as we've been able to do this is that at this point in time in the history of our company, the same individuals that we kind of helped at the very beginning are those individuals across all the different airlines that there are some of them, quite a few of them, that are now working for the recruiting departments, and we still have relationships with them, which is awesome. And I had the opportunity to sit down with one of the individuals that is working through this SBI process not too long ago. And, you know, and it's not about gouge. It's not about, hey, what are the exact questions? We could care less about the exact questions. Matter of fact, that wasn't even brought up in the conversation because I do respect their position, and I understand that there is a conflict of interest there. You know, you could memorize all of the scenarios, and it's still really not going to help you because you're working in a highly dynamic situation, and there's no really good option. You're going to be given three bad situations, and you have to work your way through that. But the individual looked at me and said, you know, if you could tell your people, you know, just one thing or a couple things, tell them at the end of the day, you know, they need to be able to communicate effectively and treat their crew members as valued members of their crew, but they need to make a decision, okay? If you make a decision and then you brief it, then you're going to be good to go. And if you make a mistake, you have the debrief that can help you walk through that process of kind of explaining why you made certain decisions, what you could have done better, and what you learned from that situation to really, at the end of the day, as we keep on saying, connect with these individuals. Look, if you have any questions throughout this entire process, please let us know. We're here to serve you. We're here to see you land the job of your dreams. And once again, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to partner with you in this process. Thank you.